Anything else you'd say?
Stole it.
Okay. And say if I ask you, when are y'all going to Miami? You'd say, well, right now we're what to go next week. We're
planning.
Okay. Any other way of saying that? What about aiming or fixing to go?
No.
Do you ever use the word fixing?
I'm fixing supper, you know, something
uh-huh.
like that.
But what about fixing to do something?
No.
Have you ever heard it around too?
No.
Say a child learns something new, like maybe learn to whistle. You'd say, who?
Taught you to whistle.
Okay. And you say, I've just wrote him a letter.
Written?
Uh-huh. And yesterday
he wrote me.
Okay, and tomorrow I'll
write.
And you say, I wrote him and it was time I was getting a
letter?
Okay.
A reply?
And you put the letter in the envelope, then you take out your pen and you
address it.
Okay. Do you hear an old-fashioned way of saying that?
Post?
Uh-huh. What about back the letter?
No.
You say, well, I was going to write him, but I didn't know his
address.
Say if there was something bad that you'd expected to happen, like Charles walking along the top of a fence, and you expected him to fall off and hurt himself. Then someone comes running in the house and tells you that he's fallen off. You say, I just
knew.
Okay.
He was going to hurt himself or something.
And something a child plays with would be a
toy?
Any other name for toy? What about play pretty?
No.
Never heard that? And if you wanted to brighten up your room for a party and you had a lot of things growing out in your yard,
yeah.
You'd go out and
bring them in?
What would it be? What would you put in the vase?
Oh, flowers?
Uh-huh. So you'd go out and
cut the flowers?
Okay. Or if you don't say, you cut them, you'd go out and
bring them in?
Mm-hmm.
Or gather them?
Okay. And say if you have a question, I might say, I don't know, you better go what somebody else.
Ask.
Okay. So I went and
ask.
Okay. And you say, that's the second time that you've
asked.
Okay. And if you ask someone a question, you expect to get a
answer.
And a child that's always running and telling on other children, you call him a
tattletale.
Would you use that word about a grown person?
No.
What about the word pimp?
What about it?
Do you ever use the word pimp to mean a tattletale?
No.
But do you use the word pimp at all? What?
No,
what
is, I don't.
What does a pimp mean?
Well, it's what you see on TV all the time, you know. Man that,
You mean
no
prostitute?
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. You never heard the word pimp used just to mean a tattletale?
Uh-uh. No.
Just, okay. And say, so you can't get through there because the highway department's got their machines in and the road's all
blocked?
We're talking about tearing it up. The road's all
torn up?
And you give someone a bracelet and you want to see how it looks on her. You say, well, why don't you
try it on?
Or
put it on?
Okay. And you say, he moved here in 1960 and he's lived here
ever since?
And that wasn't an accident. He did that
on purpose?
And those little boys get mad and
fight?
And yesterday they
fought?
Ever since they were small they have
fought.
And you'd say, she what him with a big knife?
Stab?
Okay. Say a teacher goes in a classroom and sees a funny picture on the blackboard. She might ask, who?
Do.
Okay. And if you wanted to lift something heavy, like a piece of machinery, up on a roof, you could use pulley blocks and a rope to